Chapter 53. Jesse in suit and Molly and Sonny were back in the conference room. Jesse had already put Candace's name and information into the National Crime Information Center. He'd called Lundquist and told him she was a possible abduction, gave him all of her information. They both knew that the longer you waited when someone was missing, the chances of finding the person safe diminished by the hour. "We're going to find her," Jesse said. "If she's alive," Sonny said. "She's alive," Jesse said. "Because?" Suit said. "Because she has to be," Jesse said. They had put her license plate number into the system, along with Kevin Feeney's and Bo Marino's. Gabe Weathers was in charge of trying to get a hit on either Feeney's phone or Candace's. Jesse had asked Molly and Sonny if Kevin Feeney had a beard. They said he did not. He knew it meant nothing. He could have shaved it off the next morning. But Annie Fallon said the man who'd tried to rape her had a beard. "Why would Feeney tell us he was married when he's not?" Molly said. "It was even more elaborate than that," Sonny said. "He said he'd told her about what had happened in high school." "Sometimes one lie falls apart, the whole thing falls apart," Jesse said. "Do we really think it's him and not Bo?" Molly said. Jesse said, "Candace and Jerry Brock both said he was the weak one. Brock said they called him Bo's bitch in high school. Maybe it ate him up a long time until he got tired of being the weak one." "Unless we're making too much out of a stupid lie from this guy," Molly said. "Or stupid fantasy," Sonny said. "My experience," Jesse said, "you start lying, you don't stop. Like a drunk telling himself he's just going to have one. So, now we think that everything we thought Bo was doing, Feeney might have been doing," Suit said. "Does that mean he might have gone after Bo too?" Molly was turning her pen over in her fingers. "Or, it's still Bo, and both Candace and Feeney are in trouble, whether Feeney lied or not," she said. They sat there in silence. They all had their phones on the table in front of them, not one making a sound. "Figured," Jesse thought. "They never rang when you wanted them to." He looked at Sonny. "You up for breaking into another house?" he said. "Feeney's?" she said. He nodded. "You want to aid and abet this time?" Sonny said. "I'm going to his office," Jesse said. "And break in there?" Molly said. "If the alarm sounds," he said, "what are they going to do? Call the cops?" He stood. "I hate being lied to," he said. "Technically, it was me he lied to," Molly said. Jesse told her it was a distinction without a difference.